partnerships are essential in government to truly make a difference in people's lives.
She went on to call for both Republicans and Democrats to work together in the legislature and focus the majority of her agenda on wanting to expand Medicaid, saying it was the middle of the road path that Republicans need to get on board with. Republicans are planning a vote this week to override her veto on the tax plan that she had called for specifically during her State of the State address. That vote is scheduled potentially for Tuesday. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
Burwell is Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Investigators with the Kansas Highway Patrol say that an engine failure caused the pilot of an aircraft to make an emergency landing outside of Newton yesterday afternoon. KAKE News reports that the 1991 Robbins-Wesley RV-4 fixed-wing aircraft was flying from Eisenhower Airport in Wichita to Newton City County Airport around 1:15 p.m. when the engine failed and would not restart. According to the report, the 71-year-old Wichita pilot was able to land the plane safely on its wheels in a field near Southeast 24th Street and Oliver Road. The good news was there was no damage to the aircraft and no injuries to the pilot in the incident. In other news, the University of Kansas has said that they will be postponing their largest fundraiser event of the year after the shooting that happened at the Kansas City Chiefs event. According to the university chancellor and the KU endowment president, they say, quote, in light of today's events, we must do what Jayhawks do best, focus on those in need. As a result, we'll postpone tomorrow's scheduled one day, one KU day of giving, where they say more details will come on the rescheduled event.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island Chamber of Commerce has announced a new president by the name of Jamie Carl, who has plenty of years of experience in business as well as in communication. He had this to say to KSNB Local 4.
Thankful for the opportunity because not only does it get me back to Nebraska, but it lands me in a community that I respect greatly. But I do want to make it clear that this isn't about Jamie Carl. This isn't about me. It is about Grand Island. It is about its business community. And it's about making sure we successfully lead Grand Island into its next chapter.
In other news, the slate for candidates for Grand Island Public Schools Board of Education consists of three incumbents and three challengers. There are four seats up for election, one in Ward A, two in Ward B, and one in Ward C. The Political Action Committee chaperone has endorsed Donna Douglas, Tracy Goodman, John McHarg, and Dave Holinsky. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Race to savings on your next project at Menards. Blue Def diesel exhaust fluid is engineered to help all SCR system diesel vehicles reduce emissions and improve fuel economy. It's colorless, odorless, and non-toxic, and can save you money on costly repairs. Get a 2.5-gallon jug today and save $4 after rebate now at Menards. Good through February 18th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Nurse met with commissioners last week to give an update on the new health building, which is now open downtown. They'll host an open house Wednesday, 3 p.m. The facility was rebuilt after a tornado a year and a half ago. Insurance proceeds and some American Rescue Plan funds were used for construction. Washington County Road and Bridge Supervisor reported March 20th will be the annual county and township meeting, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the FNB Bank meeting room. A surplus road grader was sold at auction for $54,000. Next regular scheduled commissioners' meetings in Marshall and Washington counties Tuesday begin at 8:30. Courthouse is closed Monday in observance of President's Day. Nemaha County commissioners will not meet this week. Their next meeting Monday, February 26th at 9 a.m. Gage County supervisors unanimously passed a resolution granting special use permit for a telecommunications tower in Blakely Township. Bids were closed for two motor graders and were referred to the Highway Department for consideration. The Road and Bridge Committee meeting heard of progress with grant applications. No bridge match this year. A new bill could extend it for 2 years at $4 million per year. They have a list put together of needs in Gage County, including 58 box culverts, 11 culverts, 34 medium and 74 large bridges. Marshall County is proceeding with a bridge on the state line. That project fell outside Nebraska bidding requirements, forcing Gage County to not participate. Monday is registration deadline for a mental health first aid class at CMH in Marysville, Friday, February 23rd. The event runs 8:30 until 5 and includes lunch. Participants will learn how to identify, understand, and respond to signs of mental illness and substance use disorders, outline skills to reach out and provide initial support, and help connect with appropriate care. Interested persons need to register in advance with Ashley Kroc, CMH Public Relations Director, at 562-4379. Again, the class is Friday, February 23rd, coordinated through Pawnee Mental Health and Community Memorial Health Care. KNDY Public Affairs program this weekend was a discussion on next year's open enrollment policies for Kansas schools. Legislative action will change how districts respond to requests for student transfer and enrollment. USD 498 Valley Heights Superintendent Sean Spoons highlights the opportunities and the challenges involved.
Well, I feel like with the implementation of the new enrollment law, I believe that we do have an opportunity to showcase our strengths and attract students, you know, who would be seeking a high-quality educational experience to our district. So I feel like it's going to be something that could possibly help our district. But that being said, we're not actively recruiting for outside of district students. We do entertain the idea of having those students come into our district, and we hope that our district best meets the needs of any students that would enroll into our district, whether they're in district or out of district moving in.
If you missed the program, it's available as a podcast for download or replay on our website, kndyradio.com, and our social media sites. USD 364 Marysville Superintendent Darren Schrader talked about the impact on budgeting for districts.
Well, there are some different laws that are being passed around right now and discussed in legislature about how you do the budget based on, is it the current enrollment year, the prior year, or the two previous years for your budget. But it would be hard to predict. And if you would see a upward or downward trend, positively or negatively, it could have an impact because the state, the FTE, that's 5,088 per pupil right now. And so you can tell an increase or decrease could really affect your budget by allowing students to be seeking other schools to go to school out of district.
Vernon C. Ruggie, age 87, of Beatrice, passed away February 13th. Celebration of life service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice, Nurnment, the Evergreen Home Cemetery. Griffith Suvendick Chapel in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Vernon Ruggie. Leonard D. Bartles, age 83, passed away February 12th. Celebration of life service Thursday, 11 a.m. St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Rosary Wednesday at 5:30 at the church. Gertie Spire Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leonard Bartles. Terry B. Baker, age 77, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday.
funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids, burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Terry Baker.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Staying clear overnight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Then partly cloudy over Tuesday night with our lows in the mid-30s. Staying sunny throughout Wednesday as well with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northeast winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Slightly cooler on Thursday, sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s, north winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30, then clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Still more sunshine as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s, then clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Sunshine Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-60s and partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Then still sunny and warmer as we head into next Sunday with our highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-February, 46. Record high on this date, 75. The average low, 23, and the record low, 11, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:16. Sunset this evening at 6:07. 31 degrees at sunrise. It's 7:16. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 19th of February. It's President's Day.
Ladies, get ready to indulge in some serious retail therapy. At MSC Boutique, we've got you covered from sizes small to 3X. While you're shopping, check out our new children's line. We can't wait to connect with you and help you put your best foot forward. Buy now, pay later with Sezzle at MSC Boutique in downtown Marysville. Feel good fashion for everyday life.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Not much defense to be found in last night's NBA All-Star game. The East dominating the West 211 to 186. It was the first time in All-Star history that a team hit 200 points in the game. Reigning three-point champion Damian Lillard led the East, seemingly hitting shots from the Gainbridge Fieldhouse parking lot.
Half-court Lillard. Yes! Might have just sold it right there. Damian Lillard with a triple. From half court, he's got 39.
That 50-footer is heard on ESPN. Lillard finished with a team-high 39 points and took home game MVP honors, trumping a 50-point effort by West Reserve Karl Anthony Towns. After the game, Lillard said he was thinking about going for MVP even before tip-off.
Being in the starting lineup, I knew I'd play longer stretches, get more minutes, and I just told myself I'm gonna be aggressive and I'm going to keep firing. I saw a couple go in, and after that, it was just like I'm going after it.
To the NHL, the Avalanche hosting the slumping Coyotes, tied at 3 with less than 7 minutes to go in the final period. Devin Taves drilled in the decider.
McKinnon sets up Taves. One-touch shot, save. No, they score!
The call on KKSE. The Avs hand Arizona their ninth straight loss, 4-3. In Pittsburgh, the Kings were down 1-0 to the Penguins before Adrian Kempe netted 2 goals in 3 minutes, lifting L.A. to a 2-1 win. Start your engines. The NASCAR season finally kicks off today with the Daytona 500. Here's ABC's Joey Waller.
After 2 days of heavy rain, NASCAR's season-opening Daytona 500 starts a day late at 4 p.m. Eastern today. 2015 Daytona champion Joey Logano has the pole position for Team Penske. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is the defending champ. The last Daytona pushed back a full day was in 2012.
And this is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Monday Night Basketball. Frankfort entertains Lynn. A makeup game, Valley Heights entertains Rock Creek. Tuesday broadcast action, Marysville hosting Wamego at Senior Night, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. And our feature game, Valley Heights at Blue Valley, live on FM 95.5.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball, live on KNDY 95.5.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The stock markets are closed in observance of President's Day, but on Friday, the major averages all snapped a five-week winning streak. The Dow Jones lost 145 points and headed into the long weekend at 38,628. The S&P gave up 0.5%, the NASDAQ composite 0.8. The EPA is scaling back a plan to require that 60% of new vehicle production be EVs by 2030. Reuters says the Biden administration is revisiting the proposed rules after conversations with the car companies and the UAW. The Financial Times reports that European regulators are prepared to slap Apple with a $539 million fine for alleged breaches of competition. Apple's accused of hindering third-party music services on its devices. On shelves today, the first new flavor from Coca-Cola in 3 years. Coca-Cola Spiced is available in regular and zero-calorie versions. Coke is keeping mum about the precise mix of spices in the drink. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Association will host its annual meeting Tuesday, February 20th at the Axtell American Legion. Registration at 10:30. Aces Cafe will serve a catered lunch at 11:30. Business meeting begins at 12:45. For patrons of Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, annual meeting is Tuesday.
Good Monday morning. Sam Smack with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Last time we checked in with USDA's Rod Bain and Chief Economist Seth Meyer, we asked what were the highlights of USDA's forecast for meat and dairy production and prices for the upcoming year.
What might livestock production and prices look like this year? USDA's Centennial Ag Outlook Forum included the 2024 forecast, courtesy of Chief Economist Seth Meyer.
We've seen our livestock market heavily impacted by disease pressures and weather. That's no surprise, but that's going to be part of the fate that we see going forward.
Looking at price forecast, and what could impact the meat sector this year?
The price of swine, a little bit higher. But remember, feed's a lot higher. If you've got cattle and you can run them, you'll make some money. The question is will you have those forage conditions? Turkeys, industry facing some serious demand issues and putting a lot of downward pressure. And on eggs, there's a lot of volatility in that. We had a lot of HPAI issues.
Meanwhile, slow milk production growth and firm demand, both domestically and internationally, should translate to mostly higher dairy prices in 2024. From the Ag Outlook Forum in Arlington, Virginia, I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Now in other news, an Arizona district court vacated the 2020 registration of over-the-top dicamba products, so the Environmental Protection Agency has issued an existing stocks order. The order allows limited sale and distribution of dicamba products that were already in possession of growers or in trade channels outside of the control of pesticide companies by February 6th. The order also prohibits the use of these dicamba products except where the use is consistent with the previously approved labeling, which included measures intended to reduce environmental damage caused by off-site movement of the pesticide. The EPA issued the order after receiving enough evidence that millions of gallons of OTT dicamba had already entered the trade channels before February 6th. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The week of February 12th was Kansas Wildfire Awareness Week. Experts urge residents to seek out information on wildfire safety for their homes. Kansas Forest Service Assistant Fire Management Officer Eric Ward discusses a helpful online resource called the Kansas Wildfire Risk Assessment Portal and its ability to benefit those looking to learn more about fire prevention.
That's located at kansaswildfirerisk.org. It allows any area in the state or even down to a specific location to identify what the wildfire risk there is and get an idea of the areas that are most at risk from a wildfire. And then you can produce a report to actually get some suggestions on what might be done to improve the safety of that area. If a person's planning to burn, look at the forecast and the fire danger on that page and look what it's going to be over the next several days. We've seen several pretty substantial fires that were burned on a good day, but they hadn't looked ahead to see that the next day or day three was going to be hot, dry, and windy. And some ember that's still there has whipped into flame and created real problems. One of the challenges, if we get a major fire like what we've increasingly seen in recent years, is that if there's a major fire coming through an area, there are not enough fire trucks for every home. And so it gives some ideas on how you can prepare your property, your home, your outbuildings, or whatever, to be able to withstand that fire.
Ward relays specific actions to take in readying properties to reduce the chance of spreading wildfires.
Removing the flammable vegetation and stuff right next to your house. Don't pile your firewood right next up against the side of your house. Limbing up some of the trees so there's not a lot of fuel to carry surface fire on the grass up into the treetops where it could be much more intense and throw embers. Cleaning out gutters every year so they're not full of pine needles.
He explains the role of the Kansas Interagency Wildfire Council in combating wildfires and increasing safety awareness.
It's evolved kind of through the years of exactly which organizations are involved, but it's a relatively informal group of state and federal agencies, fire department representatives from the State Firefighters Association, a State Fire Chiefs Association, State Emergency Management Agency, and different organizations that all have a vested interest in wildfire preparedness and response. And we meet to just coordinate, touch bases. We usually get a good weather brief on what we're looking at coming up. You know, is it going to be one of those times where, yeah, we're going to have really high fire danger this afternoon, but the sun's going to go down and it's over? Or is this going to be one of those times that it's several days of there's no relief coming, and that really changes what level of a response we need to prepare for? So it's a coordination and collaboration group.
That was Kansas Forest Service Assistant Fire Management Officer Eric Ward on the big takeaways from Wildfire Awareness Week. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra, 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday, and good morning to all. Well, the markets are still good. 180 on the case, 287 on the carcass. That's certainly good news. So let's get into this week and see how we fare. Well, the big news coming up is the bred cow, cow-calf, bred heifer sale, March 21st on a Thursday. Already have 50 black first calf families along with some running age families. So if you have females to advertise, please give us a call for the March 21st bred cow, cow-calf, bred heifer sale. Well, here today we will get started at 10 o'clock at high noon. We're going to get in the hay department and certainly have a lot of hay again here today. 651 square bales, and we have alfalfa 50 second cut. Alfalfa grass in the squares, 50. Alfalfa first cut, 54. In the prairie department, it looks very good with 200 in the prairie, 20 in the brome and straw. Excellent stuff, 229. In the big round bales, folks, it looks like this. 8 round alfalfa fourth cut, super good stuff, 2002, stored inside. Round alfalfa 24, third cut at 1868. Round alfalfa 40, second cut with weights of 1430, 1546, and 1642. Another group of round alfalfa 8, third cut. In the round brome, there's 8. In the round oat hay, 11, which looks great. In the round grass alfalfa, there's 12. Round grass, 104. Round corn stalks, 30. Sorghum sedan, 20, that weigh 1,200. In the round straw, there's 46. In the round CRP, 50 bales. And that will be at 12 o'clock noon, starting with the squares. And the cattle department guys, a nice run here today. We'll certainly take a break at noon and then get right to the one black heifer bottle calf that we do have. And the other division folks, there's three black home-raised steering heifers. If you need freezer beef, well, boys, they've got good cover. They're going to weigh 1,000 to 1,300 pounds. And on the smaller groups, the Linharts, they got three little good little black baldy steers. The reason I mention them is they're very good. They're weaned double vac. They're 400. Selenik out of Crete's got nine black baldy bull heifers coming off the cow, 400 to 500. Lemke's got some big steers, nine black steering heifers, October weaned. They're going to weigh 8 to 950. Galen Emerson out of Unadilla, nine black steering heifers. Everything's done with a 5 to 625 pound weight. Sire out of Crete's got six black steering heifers. They're going to be 650 to 750. Terry Stahlbaumer out of Extel, 37 black steers. They've had the works, 5 to 600. Dave and Adam Harlow out of Dawson, 60 black red steering heifers. The work is done, 650, 700. Kapke's out of Claytonia, 44 black Sim Angus steering heifers. Double shot boys weaned. They're going to weigh 5 to 550. Walton calves, 29 black baldy steering heifers, 550 to 700. The Woods Family Farms out of Palmyra, 98 head of black and red steering heifers. Everything's done. They're going to weigh 5 to 700. Reitz Cattle out of Crete, 30 black steers, 650 to 800. Paul Sisko's got everything done on a set of calves out of Burchard. There's 33 black heifers, 5 to 650. Bauman out of Martell, 12 black heifers, 6.5 to 700. Mike Wires out of Crab, 12 black baldy heifers, 6 to 700. Generate out of Brownville's got 11 black steering heifers. They're going to be 550 to 650. And certainly catch another 50, 60 head here today. So certainly nice cattle, so give us a call. Tanya Ricardini at 223-3571. Well, that's going to wrap it up. I guess the emphasis after today is the March 21st bred cow, cow-calf heifer sale, folks. If you do have consignments, certainly give us a call. Well, have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
It's 7:32 and 32 degrees from KNDY. Weekend warm-up continues a trend with highs in the middle 50s today, middle 60s by Tuesday.
Some fun trivia about a far from trivial job. We will share some fun facts about our nation's chief executives on a President's Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 19th, the 50th day of the year. Actor Jeff Daniels celebrates a birthday, and it's the day we honor our country's chief executives, President's Day. Let's celebrate with a few tidbits of presidential trivia. What is the most common first name of U.S. presidents? James. We've had six so far. We all know Abe Lincoln was a lawyer and rail splitter. Did you know he was also a licensed bartender? The first president born as an American citizen was Martin Van Buren. His predecessors were all British subjects. The first to be born in a hospital, Jimmy Carter in 1924. And FDR may have been the most superstitious president. He refused to sit down for dinner with 13 people and avoided traveling on Fridays. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College hoops back in action over the weekend as the number 6 Kansas Jayhawks ended up topping the number 25 Oklahoma Sooners on the road in Oklahoma. Kansas started off the game a little slow going into the half down to the Sooners 34-29, but put 38 points on the board in the second half. Hunter Dickinson was the top scorer for the Jayhawks, putting 20 points on with 37 minutes on the court with 16 rebounds and 4 assists. Johnny Furphy had 15 points, with Dejana Harris Jr. with 11 and Kevin McCuller Jr. at 10. The Jayhawks have a full week off, coming back home on Saturday next week as they take on the Texas Longhorns. In Kansas State basketball, they were at home in Lawrence over the weekend where they fell to the TCU Horned Frogs with a 75-72 loss. Kansas State did go into the half up with a 28-24 lead as Tyler Perry had 24 points on the board throughout the game. Arthur Calamu put 11 points on, with Cam Carter having 6 points throughout his 39 minutes on the court. They're back at it again tonight against the Longhorns, with tip-off at 8 p.m.
Monday night basketball. Frankfort entertains Lynn. A makeup game. Valley Heights entertains Rock Creek. Tuesday broadcast action. Marysville hosting Wamego at senior night. Live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. And our feature game, Valley Heights at Blue Valley. Live on FM 95.5. Area basketball teams wind down regular season play and 1A playoff brackets were released. Boys teams tip off this Thursday, girls Friday this week, and semifinals the following Thursday, Friday, with championship Saturday, March 2nd. Top seed Axtell boys with a first round bye in the Blue Valley substate. Second round Hanover boys host St. Xavier Thursday at 7. Third seed Lynn is home to Southern Cloud on Thursday, and Pike Valley will host Blue Valley. Frankfort boys are fourth seed, hosting fifth seed Washington County Thursday at 7. Centralia boys are top seed with a first round bye in the Donovan West substate. Top seed Hanover girls and second seed Pike Valley receive a first round bye in the Blue Valley substate. Third seed Axtell will host Southern Cloud Friday at 7.